All right, Daf Nun Vav. Second day of Yontif's Daf. We're holding on Nun. Hey, Amud Beis, discussing the fact that one of the Chamisha Chumshin, one of the five times you pay Chaimesh, is on the Trumas Meiser Shel Demai, even though Demai is only an institution of the Chachamim. So we had a Kasha from Rabbi Lazar that Lechaira, the Chachamim wouldn't be so machmir to be Osu Chizik LeDivrayim. And we brought from Shmuel that, yeah, we are, because it's Shitas Rav Meir, who holds by Mesechta Gittin that'll be Avlad Mamzer if you don't say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam, which is also only an institution of the Rabbanan. And now, nine lines from the bottom, Masiv Rav Sheshes, Zokt Rav Sheshes, I'm going to show you from a Mishnah in Demai that we are not Asu Chizik LeDivrayim, not like Shmuel. It is important to try to remember all the names that we talk about today. So far, we had Rabbi Lezer, his Kasha on the Mishnah, then we had Shmuel's Teretz. Now we have Rav Sheshes, his Kasha, is going to ask on Shmuel. The reason why the names are significant is because at the end of this Gemara, before the next Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say a comment about each one of the different names of the different people who had what to say. So now Rav Sheshes is Kasha on Shmuel's Teretz that also Chizik L'Divrayim. You see the Mishnah in Demai says Machal Anoisai Kesef Al Kesef. You can be Machalal, your Kesef of Meiser Sheni of Demai, by transferring it onto other Kesef, onto other silver coins, and Nechashis Al Nechashis. And you can also be Machal from copper onto copper. Kesef Al Nechashis U'Nechashis Al Peris. You can be Machal from the more precious silver onto Nechashis and to Nechashis on Paris. Remember, usually by Chil of Meiser Sheni, you're taking the Paris and putting it onto the coins, so this way you can bring those coins to Yerushalayim and then get the Paris there. But here, you could be Nechashis al Paris, even though you're outside of Yerushalayim. V'yachzer v'yifta es ha-Paris. And then you can go back and be paida those Paris that you newly acquired and put them back onto the coins to bring them to Yerushalayim. That's Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim ma'imrim yalu Paris yoichlu b'Yerushalayim. Those Paris that you switched from the Nechashis onto the Paris, you could actually take those Paris and bring them themselves to Yerushalayim. You don't have to put them back onto the Kesef. But all of this is a super kula that exists by Demai that you don't have by regular Meiser Sheni. By regular Meiser Sheni, once you put it onto the coins, you're done. You can't put it back onto Paris. You can't put it onto other coins either. So that's the kula that you have by Meiser Sheni of Demai that you don't have by regular Meiser Sheni. But now let's contrast that with another Mishnah in Meiser Sheni that says, Umi Mechalin and Kesef al Nechashis. How can you go be Mechal onto the Nechashis from the silver? V'hotnan, the Mishnah says, Sela shel Meiser Sheni v'shel chulin shenis arvu. Let's say you have two coins that are silver. One of them has Kedushas Meiser Sheni, one doesn't, and they got mixed up with each other. So what's the Eitza? Maybe Sela Meis v'aymer, you bring copper. You bring this other third Sela Ma'is, which is copper, the Nechashis, and you say, Kol Makam Shiyeshna Sela Shel Meiser Sheni, wherever the Meiser Sheni is, whichever one of the two silver coins the Meiser Sheni Kedusha is, Mechulelas Al Meiser, you now put it onto this third copper coin. And then you go ahead, you pick whichever of the two of the silver coins are more valuable, meaning they're less deteriorated. And you transfer back the Kedusha that's now on the copper coin back to the silver coin. This seems like a kind of a roundabout process. And then more explains why we don't just simply make a Tanai and say whichever has the Kedusha of the Meiser Sheni on the silver coin should go on the other silver coin. You don't just simply say that, but rather you go put it on the Nechashis and then put it back on the silver. Moving over to Amud Aleph, because you're allowed to be mechalal onto these copper coins from the silver coins when you have a doichik, when it's really necessary. Loi shekayim kein, not that you're going to keep it there because it would be a bazillion to keep it on the copper coins, or as Rashi says also, they're going to deteriorate faster. Ela shechayzer mechalal al kesef, but rather you go and you put it back onto the silver. And Rashi also speaks out that you can't just be mechalal from one silver coin to the other silver coin, so you have to do this roundabout process of putting it from the silver, from the suffix silver rather, onto the nechayzer and then back to the silver, b'tayres vaday. But anyway, what do you see from all that? Tony Mias Mechala Medeichik, the Mishnah is saying that if regular Meiser Sheni, you can be Mechala only Medeichik, Medeichik in Shalom Medeichik Lai, but if you don't have this imperative that you have to do it, you're not allowed to do it. But the other Mishnah says Meiser Sheni of Demai could be Neschal onto Nechashis. So you see, we're more makel by Meiser Sheni of Demai than we are by regular Meiser Sheni. Aye, according to Shmuel, Frechter of Sheshis, you should be more Machmir to be Osu Chizik L'Divrayim, and Demai is an Isser Durabonin that Chazal invented, so we should be more Machmir there. But you see from this Mishnah, not that way. So Omer of Yosef to come in for Emperor of Sheshes, Afal Pisha Mekel Rabbi Meir Pipinyoinai, but Machmir Hu Achilosai. There's a big difference between Stam the Din of Chil and Achilosai, when you're consuming it. There we're going to be more Machmir. So Shmuel, who's saying Osu Chizik L'Divrayim and Shtelling Tzur of Meir by Gittin, is talking about our Mishnah that you're paying a Chaimish for the consumption of the Demai, and that's where we're going to be Osu Chizik L'Divrayim. But Stam Azoi, To be mechalel in a chanami will be more mekel. Ditanya, and I'll bring you a raya to that point of a chiluk between pidyonoi and achilah. So ditanya lo hitiru limkar demai alalasita in bilvad. The kula of selling demai without first being mafresh is only by a sita, and that's by a wholesaler. A wholesaler who's a naman or a chaver will be mekel on him not to have to be mafresh because the buyer knows that he'll be mafresh. In other words, the sita doesn't have to be worried. Oh, maybe the guy's going to go ahead and not be mafresh. He knows he'll be mafresh. Or the Yerushalmi says that maybe it's a kula for the sitain because his profit margin is smaller. But either way, a sitain is not mechuyev to be mafresh. However, ubal bayis, which over here means a retailer, that guy has to be chayshish that the purchaser is not going to be mafresh, and therefore ben kach uben kach tzarach la'aser. Diver Reb Meir. V'chachamim ma'irim echad a sitain v'echad bal bayis ma'irchev v'shaleich lechaver v'nais leim matana v'ena chayshish. You don't have to worry. You can even buy the bal bayis. You can assume that the purchaser will be mafresh himself. But the point of this mishnah is it brings a raya to Reb Yosef's shita that according to Reb Meir, the achila of demai is more machmir than just the pedia of demai. Mosiv Ravina, a final kasha now from the following mishnah in Masechta Demai. Halakech mena nachtaim. If you buy the bread from a nachtaim, a baker who's an amoritz, maaser menachama alatzenenes, you can be mafresh from the hot bread, meaning the fresh bread alatzenenes, from the cold bread that was baked yesterday. Umin hatzenenes alacham, or from the cold yesterday stuff on today's fresh bread. Vaafilu midfusim harbe, even if it comes from many different kind of molds, different cake pans. So it doesn't look like it's one grouping of breads, which would be more of a chashash that one wasn't hufresh on the other one. But yet you can still be mekel and be mafresh one from the other and not be chayshish that maybe you're being tayrim from chiyav al aptur or from ptur al hachiyav, which, as Rashi points out, wouldn't accomplish anything and it would remain tevel. That's all divrei Reb Meir. So what's the kasha from that mishnah? Because bishlam b'minatzenenes al hachama, if you're being mafresh from yesterday's stuff, which is considered inferior klape today's fresh bread, that's kid Rabbi Loi. Da'am Rabbi Loi minayin l'termina ra al hayafe shetrumah soy trumah. How do I know that ra al hayafe, although it's not the right way to do it, but it still works? How do you know shetrumah soy shenamar? Because the pasuk says leisisu elav chait b'harim chames chal b'mimenu, that you won't have an avera when you are mafresh this stuff as truma, which sounds like it becomes truma, you'll have this avera. Im eina kodesh, if it doesn't actually become truma, if it wouldn't work, nesias chet lama, why would I even have an avera? So that pasuk tells me that it works, even though we do have a musik of i'ovid le'mahani, and how is that a raya that it works? Taisvis seems to bavarn that on the bottom. Taisvis, Malkoponim, he has a raya that being tayar min hara aliyafa will work. Mikan le tayar min hara aliyafa, shir truma say truma. So if you're going to tell me that ra aliyafa, it's going to work, it's certainly going to work by demai. Ela afilu mid fusim harbe, but why does it still work even if it's from different defusim, from different molds, different pans? And that's a real problem with Chayr, but since Rav Meir is not concerned about this, Rav Meir is Mekel, Vaistais, he's not going to be Machmir by Demai, L'chayra, even though this is an Achila. So Ravina is now asking a Kasha on Rav Yosef's Teretz to Rav Sheshes' Kasha. So before we have a Teretz to Ravina's Kasha, now the Gemara goes back, as I mentioned, is going to go through each one of the different Kashas and Terutzim. Omer Abaye, Rav Elazar Shapar Kakoshle. I like Rav Elazar's original question. What was Rav Elazar's original question? That why do you pay a chaymish on demai? L'chayra, it's only a dinder abanan. Ushmuel loy shaper kamashani le. But I don't really like Shmuel's teretz. Shmuel, who's that signed our mishnah like Rav Meir, that said by gittin b'fani nechtam, that's also chizik l'divrayim. Why? Tekasha le l'Rav Elazar misa b'day shamayim. Because Rav Elazar had a kasha about misa b'day shamayim. Umashani le Shmuel misas bezdin. So Shmuel's actually answering something that's potentially more chamer because misas bezdin. So dilmashani misas bezdin de chamira. That iser aishas ish that Shmuel's talking about from Masechta Gittin could be more chamer than the misa b'day shamayim. Rav Sheshes loy shaper kamaisel, and Rav Sheshes, who asked on Shmuel, Rav Sheshes had asked Akasha about the chilek that you see were more makel to be paida demai of meiser sheni onto the nechayshes where you can't from regular meiser sheni. But his kasha wasn't a good kasha. De kamri inhu misa, because both Rav Elazar and Shmuel were talking about an iser misa who meiser Rav Sheshes lav. The iser of meiser sheni is just a regular lav. Dechsiv loy sucha lechol b'sharecha ulamai de meiser Rav Sheshes, and lemaisa Rav Sheshes's kasha. Rav Yosef Shapar Kamashani le. Rav Yosef taka answers him properly. In other words, even if you're going to be masking for Rav Sheshes's kasha, Rav Yosef's chilek of the chilek between pedia and achila is taka good teretz. Ella Ravina, but Ravina's kasha back to Rav Yosef, that's a shvera kasha. Because Adamaisav mi nachtam, if you're going to ask from the case of nachtam, l'sayeh le mi palter. Ravina could have brought a raya from the palter. A palter is a wholesaler of bread. It's not, because we learned in the Mishnah in Masechta Demai, halakeach min a palter. If somebody buys challah from the wholesaler, ma'aser min kol tfus u'tfus. From each one of the different tsurais of bread, from all of the different molds of bread, that's when when you have to be ma'aser, divrei Rabbi Meir. But this sounds like a riot to Rabbi Yosef that according to Rabbi Meir, we're more machmir by demai. So elamai is lachmir, but what are you going to have to say about the palter? Palter mitrei tilsa gavri's oven. The palter is buying for multiple people, and therefore we're not machmir that the person who's buying it is going to have to go ahead to be mafrish, because lamaisa, we're not stam chayshish that he bought it from different locations. We could just assume that's the normalish way to sell the bread. So therefore the purchaser who sees the different suras, the different molds of these different breads, he will be mafrish himself. So we're not going to be mechayev the palter to do it himself. So nachtam nami mechad gavar whose oven. We can also set sign by the nachtam, the baker that we were talking about in the mission earlier, that he bought from a single person. So since the nachtam can be mafrish from one to another, there's no special kula by the nachtam, even though it's an achila. So the ravina's kasha that you see we're being specially makel by achila, we're not being makel by the achila. We can assume it was from chad gavar whose oven. Now going back to what Abaya said beforehand, that Shmuel's response to Belazar from Rav Meir and Masech to Gittin wasn't good enough. Rava Omar Shmuel Shapir Kamishani La Shmuel Taka said to Rav Belazar Gudvart, bringing Rav Meir from Gittin, because Shem Misa Ba'olim. Whether it's Misa Bidei Shamayim, like the Trumas Meiser, or the Isser Eishas Ish, which is the Misa Bidei Adam, Shem Misa Ba'olim. They're both death. And therefore, it is a fine sushtel to shtel to the Rav Meir of Asu Chizik Livrayim by Gittin back to Trumas Meiser. Zokta Mishnah. Elu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Ayna. This is now the beginning of the whole second half of this parak. The following things don't have any Ayna. Ho'avadim, v'hashtaris, v'hakarkois, v'ha'ekdeshais. It's interesting that avadim and karkois are split with shtaris in the middle. The Ritva points out that avadim are hokshul karkois and they should have been together. But all those things, ein lahen tashlume kefel. You're not going to have a chi of kefel if you steal any one of them. And obviously there's no arbovachem, there's no dalvahe on shtaris and karkois, but avadim and avadim, but in by hekdeshes, if the animal would be shaykh to dalvahe, there won't be any chiv dalvahe. Shemer chinam ina nishba, because typically a shemer chinam would be mukhiv to make a shvua that he wasn't poishaya, then naisi socher ina mashalim, and a shemer socher doesn't have to pay, which sounds like he may not even have to pay even if he's poishaya, and that's takash taisvus shita on nun zayinam at bays, where Taisvus says the shemer socher is not mukhiv to pay. The Rambam, very famously, says that of course he has to pay because shepoishaya kimazik. That's the famous Rambam in Schirus Perak Bays Alocha Gimel. The David's famous kasha on that Rambam, that if you're telling me that every poshea is a mazik, then why is someone who's baal of imai going to be potter? And therefore the Ravid argues with that Rambam. The Shach and Simon Samach Vav, and there's lots of Rosh Hashiva Torah about this Shitas HaRambam, but they all say the same idea, that if you're baal of imai, you don't have a din shimer. So then even if you're poshea, you might be potter because you're only mechuyev to pay in the context of being a shimer. So when we get to baal of imai, I'm sure we'll talk more about it, but they do bring rise from this Mishnah, where v'noisei sachar is einam ashalim, according to those Rishayim, if he's to pay or only just putter from the Shvuah. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, turning over to Amud Beis, Kachim Shuchai Bachriyusan, if you make the kind of narrative that would make you responsible if the animal gets lost, and then for you own it, so Yesh Lohen Aina, there will be Dini Aina, Vishain Bachai Bachriyusan, but if I'm not Machuy to replace it, then Ain Lohen Aina. Rabbi Huda Eimer, Afa Mecher Sefer Torah, Behema Umargolius, Ain Lohen Aina, those kinds of things don't have Aina. Omru Loi, the Chacham said back to him, Loi Omru Ela Es Elu. Only those things that were above in the Mishnah, meaning the Avadim and the Karkais and Stars, etc., those are the things that are going to be putter from Aina. Talk to Gemara. Minani Mili, how do you know that these things don't have Aina? The Tana Rabbanan. So Dover Hanikna Miyad Liyad, something that's bought from one hand to another, meaning Metaltalin. Yatsu Karkais, Shaina Metaltalin. Yatsu Avodim, Shahokshul Karkais. So the Avodim are Bechlava Karkais. And Yatsu Shtarais, Dechsiv Vichisimkaru Mimecher. Yatsu Shtarais, Shain Gufan Macher, Vain Gufukani. So Mamayat Shtarais, also there's no Aina. It does seem pretty clear from this Gemara that you can sell a Shtar, but that is not so poshut. The Rambam in Vav Yud Beis famously holds that there is no mechira by shtaris midei raisa. And l'chair it's shver from this Gemara that we need a pasuk to be memayed it from Aina. Because we're making this drasha of yatsu shtaris in gufan machre in gufay kano yve einan aimden el raya shbehem. The whole purpose of the shtar is just for the raya. Mikan omru hamaycher shtairos of lebaisim. If you're selling your shtaris just for the perfume guy so you can stop up his bottles, yesh lahem Aina. In that case, it's being sold as a thing, not a shtar, and for your chayv Aina. So pshita, why would I think if you're selling it for that purpose you would not have Aina? Lafukim of kahana. When you have very small, insignificant kinds of things, the prutais, there's no ino, and if you're only selling it to stop up a bottle, that's all it would be worth. So Kamash Mulan, Yesh Aina Leprutais. Hegdeshais, there is no Aina for a dover of Hegdish. Omar Kra Achiv, Achiv, Vulei Hegdish, your buddy and not Hegdish. Maskef L'Rabba Bar Mamal, Kol Hecha Dikosif Yodah. Whenever we use the word Yodah in a Pasuk, Yodah Mamashu, and therefore you should assume it's going to mean Metaltalin. Elameata Dikhsiv Ayikach is called Artsam Yodah, which is a reference to land. So Achinami Dikhol Arabi Yodah Havinokale, he wasn't holding the land in his hand. Elamirushusai, when we say Yad, we mean in your control, in your Rishus. Achinami Mirushusai, so how can you bring a Raya? It means Metaltalin as opposed to the karka. In fact, the other way, v'chol hechad echsev yaday, lav yaday mamashu. I'll show you, it does mean yaday. It is literal. Because v'hatanya mimotze timotze bi yaday, by the ganef, inli ela yaday, gagag chatzeir v'karfifa minayin tamalim mimotze timotze michol mokam. But you see, the chazal assumed that yaday is literal yad. So taimid echsev rachmonay mimotze timotze. Holav hachi havi amina kol hechad echsev yaday yaday mamashu. The sutanya also we learned in another brace of v'nosam bi yaday by gittin, inli ela bi yaday, gagag chatzeir v'karfifa minayin tamalim v'nosam michol mokam. So you see, a yad is literal. As the Gemara speaks out, taimid echsev rachmonay v'nosam. Whenever the Torah says yad, it means literal hand. But over there, by that Melech Moav and Sichain over there, where it was talking about the land being from his hand, since it's impossible to mean it was in his hand, you have to say it that way. But Pashtus, every yaday, is literally your hand. Okay, we'll stop here and pick it up in Mirtz Hashem with Isru Chag's Daf after Yom Tov.